The Iraqi army continues to retake control of more areas from ISIL Takfiri militants as battles continue in different parts of the country. In its latest gain, the army recaptured the village of Auja, which lies south of Tikrit in Salahuddin province. Troops also cleared the road between Tikrit and Samarra from ISIL militants. In Anbar province, some 140 Takfiri insurgents were killed in an operation. Iraqi forces have liberated a number of areas in the past days, including the town of Deir Abbas in Diyala province. Meanwhile, Russian experts have arrived in Iraq to help the army in battles against the Takfiri extremists. They'd also help Iraqis operate Russian fighter jets, which Baghdad received on Saturday. Meanwhile, Iraqi officials say 1,000 Christians in the northern province of Nineveh have volunteered to join the fight against ISIL militants. The Chaldean Syrian bloc of the People's Assembly of Iraq has confirmed the number of volunteers. They're mostly from the city of Mosul that's now being held by ISIL militants. The capture of the city by the Takfiri militants has so far forced thousands of Christian people to flee their homes. The militants have also destroyed places of worship and churches belonging to both Shia Muslim and Christian communities. Correspondent Rashan Saglam is with us now live from Baghdad with all the latest. Rashan, I'll first give your time to yourself. Tell us all the latest, anything that we didn't cover in our news reports. What are you hearing?
Yes, just like what you said, the Auja area was finally liberated as per an official in the Iraqi army who said that the area is now under the control of the Iraqi armed forces. This area is located south of Tikrit, and also the Iraqi helicopters have been bombing strongholds surrounding the northern area of Tikrit alongside the road over there. They were bombing it since the morning so that they can control the area from the air so that the army troops can enter this area. And if you would allow me to speak about Anbar as well, in Aklawi district, 140 militants were killed over in massive military campaign over there in Anbar. And the town of Deir Abbas in Diyala was also liberated and under the control of the Iraqi armed forces. Those are the areas that were liberated today. And as per the road linking between Samarra and Tikrit, the road is now clear. However, the ISIL were using explosive devices along the road so that they stole the advance of the Iraqi army. However, the experts in explosives were able to foil the explosives and to avoid the damages to the troops that were heading towards the areas of Tikrit and alongside the road of Samarra. As well as the Ministry of Defense declared that a lot of explosive devices and a lot of cars that were ready to be bombed inside the capital Baghdad were foiled. Those attempts were foiled as well inside the capital Baghdad. And we also heard the news that in the area of Bab el and Anbar, a lot of military and militants were attacking the army bases, and they were also attacking the army checkpoints that are in the areas of Bab el and Anbar. Those are in the southern area of Iraq. The army says that these small attacks are in preparation of bigger attack that the army is now preparing to avoid.
Right, and Rashan, just quickly before we let you go, we're also hearing that Russian experts have now arrived in Iraq, and that Iraqi officials also said earlier that they've received Russian fighter jets. Has that changed anything on the ground? Has that actually helped the Iraqi government gain some ground against the militants?
Yes, of course. Before the Iraqi army used its air force, the situation was different. And we've seen the difference within these 3 days that the army was able to control a major area, which is Tikrit. It was a very important stronghold for the Iraqi army to take over. Before using the air force, the situation was different. Now the Iraqi army was using its own air force. How about when it's going to use the Sukhoi, which we know that it is a very advanced drone, and as well as using the American drones that will be used in the coming of 3 days. The Sukhoi will be ready, and the Iraqi Air Force experts are going to be trained on this this drone to be using it after 3 days, as per officials in the Iraqi army. And I just want to say that today it was a very important political day as well, other than the military operations. Today the meetings in preparation for the first session of the parliament are being held overnight. The meetings will continue, and tomorrow we are going to witness the first session of the parliament. This is politically, other than the military updates.
Thank you very much, Rahshan Saglam, a correspondent with us there live from Baghdad.